This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you?
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to find this story disturbing. We're being told that there was a nurse by the name of Lucy Letby who allegedly killed babies because she had a crush on the doctor and wanted to get his attention. We're being told she attacked babies in the neonatal unit. She's 33 years old and was disappointed when he left the ward during a shift in June 2016. So she later, quote-unquote, sabotaged a baby boy, known as Child O, so she could get his attention. This is being reported by Metro, and this is what the jurors had heard. She then turned her attention to the infant's brother, Child P. Maybe they were twins, O and P. The following day, because she enjoyed being in a crisis situation. This is what prosecutors claim. Now, I believe this happened in Manchester. Manchester Crown Court has heard that children O and P were two of three triplets who sadly both died following fatal administrations of air. She is said to have taken a photo of them lying dead in her cots. Now, she denies murdering them and five other infants, as well as trying to kill 10 more at the Countess of Chester Hospital between June 2015 and June 2016. But she is allegedly to have murdered Child O on her first shift back following a holiday that she had taken with a couple friends. And she had messaged a colleague saying she would probably be back in with a bang. Cross-examining her, I guess, they suggested she was sweet on one of the providers, who is not allowed to be identified right now as legal, for legal reasons. And she had, texted the doctor, saying, "Bit rubbish that you couldn't stay on at the neonatal unit. You may get time for lunch, though, if on clinic. Were you disappointed?" Or anyway, so they were going back and forth about some of the texts that she gave. And apparently she called the doctor to assist after there was some sort of quote-unquote sabotage to the child. Got the doctor there. And then there's apparently one of the accusations that she overfed the child. So then the child threw up, went into distress. And this is ridiculous. I bring it up not because I don't know where this case is going to go, but I've worked in the hospital and I've never talked about this on air, where I had seen staff try to get the attention of the doctor at the expense of the patient. Now, nothing this gross and negligent and obvious. But I would be needing an order. And I'm a medical student, 36-hour shifts, no makeup. I'm trying to talk to the ladies. Many of the nurses were female at the desk going, "Can you do this? Can you do this?" And instead, they're doing googly eyes on the doctor that's there. I'm like, "Excuse me," you know, I said, "In a minute. I'm working with this other doctor." And the doctor's like, "Oh, no, please, go ahead and help Dr. Wax, that's fine." And then they look at me like, I'm like, "My patient needs help. What the hell is going on here?" And it didn't happen a lot but I'm not stupid, okay? Going through school, going through training, I have seen people throw themselves at some of the doctors, and I've seen some doctors throw themselves and flirt like crazy with the nurses. And it was so obvious, especially on the night shift, that I was frightened. I was like, you know, thank God my husband doesn't work in a hospital because, man, people would be throwing themselves at him. And yeah, who knows if he could overcome the temptation. But if it is such a flirt fest, how often do patients get sidelined? And you wonder, now I'm not equating anything that I saw to what happened allegedly in this Manchester hospital. But when somebody really wants the attention of somebody, they might make a call. They might, oh, well, I'll page him. Do you need me to get the doctor? Do you need me? And you know, there could be some non-ethical things going on just to get the attention of the call or to get that conversation with that provider. And I have seen love and flirtations and crushes overcome common sense. And I'm wondering how often that happens. You know, we've been looking at all these foodborne illnesses and we've been looking at, you know, workplace accidents. And we've been going, gosh, you know, that maybe they're all on pod or maybe there's, you know, people are just, you know, doing things half-assed these days. What if it really is that you got, once somebody, you know, gets all googly-eyed over somebody and is in love with somebody else, that they're just completely ignoring all the other protocols or just all of the work ethic? And, you know, nothing is more powerful than love. You know, they say the opposite of love is hate. The opposite of love is apathy. Love is one of the strongest emotions that are out there, and desire. And when somebody wants that person's attention, we have had evidence after evidence of people going through such great lengths. You know, I've had friends that have texted me out of the blue, asking me the most outrageous things about friends of mine. Because they're interested. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're married. What are you doing? So, wow, crazy stuff. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't usually go to spas. And apparently they have spas with compulsory nudity. Have you guys ever been to those? Do you know what those are? Is that like where you go for a massage, but you're not supposed to wear clothes during the massage? You have to undress. I've had a couple massages, and I don't like to go because I don't want to be naked. They tell you to take off your clothes. They give you a sheet, and I'm just not very good with that. Maybe it's because I have these pressure points. I have official fibromyalgia, but I don't need any treatment for it, and I just kind of exercise and work my way through it, and I'm blessed that it's not severe. But when somebody gives me a massage, it hurts. It hurts bad. And I understand there, you know, massage can be very therapeutic, and I'm a big fan of massage, but I definitely don't want to be naked getting a massage, so I don't go to a lot of spas. But apparently some of these spas have compulsory nudity. Maybe that's what people want. Who knows? And in Olympus, Washington, there's a female-only spa that apparently got themselves into trouble because they would not let a transgender woman, Haven Wilvich, who had a penis, come in. The spa is Korean, I believe. And a judge in Washington ordered the spa to change their policy on gender because they discriminated against Wilvich, who wanted to come in there and be naked as well, but with a penis. A judge has upheld the ruling made by the board after the spa has attempted to sue him. So this is a spa where nudity is compulsory. And now things change because if they're trying to be a female-only naked spa, I just didn't know those exist. I mean, I thought nudity was optional. If you want to be in the sauna with just a towel, you could do it. I guess some people, they just want to be nude, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I've been to Washington a couple times. They all seem to like wearing clothes up there. I don't know. But it's called the Olympus Spa. And they tried to sue the Washington State Human Rights Commission because they were ordered to change the rules. Trans woman Haven Wilvich, his membership application for the Korean spa was declined. She alleged the spa told her transgender women without surgery are not welcome and complained to the commission. The family-owned spa has a branch on the outskirts of Seattle, one in Tacoma, and is modeled on, and I forgive me if I'm mispronouncing this, Jijim Jildung, sex-segregated bathhouses in Korea. It offers monthly memberships and day passes. Now, a Washington district court has dismissed the lawsuit filed by the spa and upheld the original ruling by the WSHRC. The Pacific Northwest State is one of several areas that are Democratic-run where trans people are permitted to use facilities which align with their gender. So District Court Judge Barbara Jacobs-Rothstein upheld the ruling made by WSHRC, said measures taken to prevent the spa from having a female-only policy have been lawful. Maybe she meant unlawful. Maybe that was a typo. Anyway, so this is interesting because Wilvich alleged that she went to the spa in January 2020 in search of a service, and she was a transgender woman who was biologically male who had not undergone sex reassignment surgery. But the Olympus Spa told her that transgender women without surgery are not welcome because it can make other customers and staff uncomfortable. I guess because they're naked and nude there. In March 2021, the spa owner got a notice of discrimination. Commission asked them to respond. They explained that the family-owned place is a Korean traditional health spa, noted that nudity was required for certain treatments. And so, anyway, it went from there. And so I guess if people want to be naked, they can be naked there. But there's a liability that the store or the spa has in terms of them not being, I guess, voyeured or looked at, etc. Now, if somebody is truly a transgender, you wouldn't think it would matter. But if somebody's faking it, that could be a problem. I think it's a Wyoming sorority and a Wyoming university that is suing because they were forced to let a transgender individual in that they say had erections and appeared to be aroused and watching them. So, I mean, this is a tricky topic. And I'm not sure where they go from here. You don't want any discrimination. It's supposed to be a free world, free country. But we can't seem to figure out how we handle it when it comes to the privacy and people being naked. Now, I was just in Israel, and the women in the religious areas are separated from the men. Now, my guess is if somebody was transgender and had their head covered and all that, I accidentally went to the men's side, and it, yeah. If I didn't notice it myself, somebody nicely told me, and then I went. I was like, sorry, my bad. But when it came time to go into the bathroom, when I was in the religious areas, and I was like, Eiffel Hesher team, where's the bathroom? You know, and they could tell I'm American. You could see they looked at me like, are you going to go into the, you know, which one are you going to? And I told them, I'm going to go to the female one. Because it could be a really, really big deal if men and women are mixed in bathrooms in religious areas. And so I don't know how the world is, how, where this goes. And I understand if somebody is identifying as transgender, you know, most states say that's enough. If you, that's who you're identifying with, you don't have to alter your body, you don't have to undergo surgery, we take your word for it. But I'm telling you right now, I was not allowed in certain places because I was a girl. And it's because there were certain religious reasons, and so I couldn't imagine, you know, what would happen in a foreign country if someone, like, for example, there's mikvahs that women have to have. They bathe and they have to be nude in the bath before they get married, or after a period, or, you know, as part of a religious thing. I don't think you could have a biological male in the room. And so I don't know. It's interesting because we've been struggling with what do we do a lot more than we have in the past. And partially it's because people felt that they couldn't open up, they couldn't, you know, be a part of the conversation, couldn't be a part of a sport, etc. But now there's a lot of discongruity and people don't know how to make it work. And you have women now suing. We're going to be talking about this also. Apparently there were female athletes that are suing over these policies allowing transgender athletes to compete in sports because this is a federal appeals court, has questioned whether a group of female track and field athletes in Connecticut have the right to sue over a policy allowing transgender athletes to compete in girl athletic events. Is it a discrimination of the school or the Title IX if they have to share a locker room, or is it a Title IX violation if you don't allow somebody who is biologically male to compete with females? So it's, I don't know if maybe, and I'm not saying this is the answer, but I don't know if maybe society is going to move towards just no male female. No, I mean, in fact, when I was overseas, there were bathrooms. There was a bathroom that was just for men or women. And I went in with the boys. I saw that in France. I saw that in Israel. So in some places, they're like, you know what? Here's just a bathroom. We don't care if you're guy, girl, whatever. Just go in there. But if somebody feels like they're being attacked or they're being harassed, then there's legal repercussions. So I don't know what a compulsory nudity spa does. They just may not be able to exist. Or somebody going may just have to realize we're going to have to be naked in front of everybody. It's not just females. And some people have spoken out saying, look, you know, how many times have they been in a gym with somebody who they felt was not, you know, was still even same sex, looking at them and being aroused by them. You know, just because you're in a room just full of girls or in a room just full of guys doesn't mean that you're not being looked at. And so some people argue that having boy-girl, we're at the point where we might just be all together anyway. But my concern is, as we've seen on campuses, we've seen in many situations assault. And one way to protect vulnerable populations is having the separation. And we don't want to accuse anybody transgender of assault, but when you have some that might be venturing into areas, it could really make the waters murky. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump. Former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at a federal courthouse in Miami Tuesday. Starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up for much of the region. Authorities in California are warning you about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, and then disappear, the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Richard Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have been looking for hockey tickets. You're going to be in Vegas next week, and you want to catch a game for the Stanley Cup playoffs. I can't hook you up. I can't even get myself tickets. I've looked for tickets. Tickets are in the thousands. Some of these tickets are over $2,000 each. I've seen some for $4,000. Meanwhile, if you go on social media, you could get tickets cheaper, but they could be scams. You have to be very careful because some of these tickets are counterfeit. The one thing that criminals do is crime. They study it. Some of them are brilliant at what they do, and if they put 1/1,000 of that brilliance into a regular job or a regular career, they could be successful. But they really know their crime. And so playoffs, one thing that is very predictable is there are going to be people that want to go to a playoff game. Also very predictable is there's going to be people who want to not spend the outrageous prices to go to the playoff game. Another thing that's predictable is there's going to be people who are going to want to get a deal and jump on that. And it can't sound like a $25 ticket. So the scam tickets are in the $500 range. And you wonder why would they sell it for that? They could sell it for that much more. Well, because if they do go up to the $1,000 range, you could still get some tickets online. So they're trying to get you to buy tickets, but it has to sound expensive enough, but still cheaper than what you could get online. So please, 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 please be careful. For poops and giggles, I played around just to see what somebody would say. In fact, let me read you what they wrote. Where they wanted money up front. And when I suggested that this could be full of crap, they said, oh, no, no, let me see. Hold on. I'll tell you what they wrote. Interesting. Okay. First of all, one way to tell it's a scam, number one, is don't go to social media. And so there was somebody who looked female on their thing, but then they, I guess they registered as male, but she had a baby, and it didn't really look like necessarily that they were, you know, gender neutral or gender. So it looked like it might have been a fake picture. When I asked where their tickets were, the tickets were in a phenomenal section. I mean, phenomenal. The seats all together, great seats. How many did I need? 4. How did they know I needed 4? And just luck of the draw, with everything going on, there were 4 seats altogether. When I asked how much they were, they said, I'm selling them for $500 each, if that's okay. When I said, your profile is sending me warnings, not sure how to proceed, we may have to pass. They said, he writes, I'm defo legit, even though the picture is a girl. I'm defo legit. I have my proof of purchase. I can also accept a partial payment and send the tickets over. And when you receive, I get my balance. You have nothing to worry about, okay? probably not. And I'm not doing it because I want tickets. I just want to see what these scammers are doing. There's another one who was a little less, maybe had a little better grammar. Selling them for $530 each, misspelled a couple words. And again, fantastic section, all seats all together. And didn't tell me, I knew she was fake because I didn't, or he was fake, or whoever, because I didn't tell them how many seats I needed. They just all said all the seats are together. So those are already signs that something's up. You got to be careful, people. Please, please be careful. And I get it. If you go to Ticketmaster, if you go to StubHub, if you go to these sites, not only do you have to pay about $2,000, but you also have to pay their fees. One game I'm interested in is the home Golden Knights game on June 13th. I wanted to surprise my husband for Father's Day. The problem is it's not necessarily going to be a surprise because he'll see the credit card maxed. And we won't be able to do anything else. So when you click on it, this is through Ticketmaster. It says availability and pricing are subject to change. Resale ticket prices may exceed face value. And then when you look and you try to find tickets in any of the sections, $1,800. Ooh, section 1, row V, $4,796. There's a resale ticket for $7,300, another resale ticket for $9,000 in section 1. Now, I mean, if you guys are really into hockey, go for it. But for me, no. No. It just not worth it. Can't do it. Too much money. So be careful. Because think about it. If somebody did have tickets that and they were able to sell them and they were able to, they know they could get thousands of dollars. Why would they do it for 500? Now, some people say, well, because 500 is easy. They could get the 500. Yeah, 500 is also easy to steal. There's fraud out there. Please, for the love of God, be careful. Now, not only are there, you know, ticket fraud, there's real estate fraud. We're being told, we've been talking about this, that there are popular fraud scams when buying a home. Real estate scams are becoming much more common. So Home Title Lock Review explains how to protect yourself. So they say real estate fraud is a growing problem. It occurs when somebody uses false information or deceives another person to obtain money, property, or services related to real estate transactions. This type of fraud can obviously be very devastating, cause major financial losses, ruins, etc. And so some of them use online listings, stolen identities, other deceptive techniques. So like, for example, you could think you're undergoing a sale with somebody and that isn't the real person. Somebody stole their identity. So you pay them, and the person who you think is supposed to get the money never does. Somebody could also claim that something's for sale that's not. Real estate fraud can take on many different forms. Title and deed scams are one of the most common. In this type of scam, a seller may provide the buyer with forged or stolen documents to make it look like they have a clear title to the property. There's mortgage fraud, where a seller may persuade someone to purchase a property with an inflated value to secure more money from the bank. So basically, what some scammers may do is say, look, okay, do you need money for other things? Or then ask the bank, let's just tell the bank the price is higher. And then with that extra money that you borrow, you could use it for X, Y, and Z. Don't be doing that stuff. Other types of fraud are contractor fraud, where a seller might try to get buyers to pay for unneeded repairs on the property, or rental scams where scammers advertise non-existent properties for rent. There's also wire fraud, which involves somebody sending a fake email or text that appears to be from a legitimate business or person associated with the transaction to obtain money or property. So there's red flags. One, if the price seems too good to be true, there's something up. Like a playoff ticket for $500? No. Too good to be true. Compare prices. If a seller refuses to provide proof of title ownership, that's a problem. Not allowing buyers to see or tour the property before they purchase. So like, they're like, yeah, I'm going to be in the area. I'd like to see the property. Oh, no, no, no. Let me just send you pictures. No. No. If a seller wants to skip inspections or rush the process, oh, I have to do it. My wife's dying. I have to. No. It's a scam. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So expect a little bit of a crazy weekend in terms of travel. Remember, some airports have to close because of the air quality. We do have a little bit of good news. They said that some of the air quality over the U.S. and Canada is slowly getting better. The only thing is we still have the wildfires going on in Canada. So more smoke can come. According to CNN, major U.S. cities trapped under this thick orange blanket of smog may get some reprieve. And as the Canadian wildfires spewing these noxious fumes are slowly easing up, fire activity in the province of Quebec has improved. The area covered by smoke is now just 7% of what it was last week. There's been some cooler temperatures, higher humidity, so less smoke blowing across the border. But they say there's two big caveats. It's still early in the Canadian fire season. We're not coming into winter, we're coming into summer. More wildfires are expected to flare up this summer. Several U.S. states are still suffering from poor air quality, which could last days, if not weeks. According to the National Weather Service, smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to be transported south by winds into the U.S., resulting in moderate to unhealthy air quality across parts of the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Ohio Valley, and Midwest on Friday. They say although the worst has passed for most of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, potentially harmful air pollutants in New York City, Philly, Washington, D.C. are expected to linger Friday before clearing slowly over the next several days. Now, Philadelphia's air quality index exceeded 150 early Friday, making it quote-unquote unhealthy. New York City's air quality index did drop below the 150, still considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. So the smoke has postponed professional sports games, grounded flights due to poor visibility, shuttered zoos and beaches, forced many to mask up outdoors. And these COVID masks might not do the trick. The N95 respirators could help, but they got to be fresh and clean ones, not the ones that were sitting in your pocket from 6 months ago. Zoos, beaches, closed. Climate experts have warned such events are becoming more frequent due to human-induced climate change. Like, they always have to kind of put that in there. Climate is always changing. So it's human-induced, they're saying. Like, maybe my hamburger caused this. If it did, I'm sorry. But we've had wildfires. We've had ice ages. We've had earthquakes. We've had hurricanes before. You know, the deadliest hurricane happened in Galveston in 1900. I think over 10,000 people died. Was that human climate change or just climate change? 50 million people across several Midwest and East Coast states are under air quality alerts as of today. So right now, they say to expect the following. All of Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Indiana are under air quality alerts. Parts of Ohio, Michigan, Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina as well. Some schools are going remote, like New York City, Philly, D.C., New York City air quality is supposed to improve. Canadians who have had to evacuate can go home. Apparently, many of the Halifax residents that were evacuated because of the wildfires were allowed to come home today. 16,000 people had to flee their homes. 4,100 are still evacuated. New York State plans to send forest rangers to help fight the wildfires in Quebec on Friday. Governor Kathy Hochul had deployed resources, so did the White House. And scientists are warning that routine altering weather events are more likely to continue disrupting daily life as the planet warms. So, you know, they think the fires came from lightning, so storms, drought conditions. I know some people were a little confused by that. Is it the drought that's causing the wildfires, or is it that there's a thunderstorm and rain is coming, but then there's lightning? So which is it? I could be both, I guess, if it's dry to start, and then you get some lightning storm. I just want people to be very, very careful about where they blame and where they, where, you know, I think if we have money right now that we could put towards fighting wildfires, we boost up our firefighters, we boost up our fire departments, we boost up ways to use fire retardants, we learn how to do forest management. I'm not sure if testing cow farts and some of the other things that they're, you know, purporting could help is going to do what we need in the short term. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as some schools going back and forth with remote and some college classes are remote, we're being told that some of these remote jobs, it's not only saving money for people to not come to San Francisco or New York City. Some of these remote jobs are moving overseas. And they're basically moving out of expensive areas like New York, San Francisco. And my concern is there are people who will work a lot cheaper in other countries than in America. Not to mention less taxes, things like that, that have to be paid, maternity leave, etc. And so I think the outsourcing is going to become very, very sought after. There's some new labor acts for pregnant people based on them feeling discriminated against and being discriminated against for work. But you have a lot of workers that are struggling with how to pay for those who are pregnant, how to pay for those on maternity leave, and how to accommodate. And so they might, to save money, look elsewhere. There's labor shortages currently, rising wages, so companies are hiring for more remote jobs overseas. They're also hiring in smaller U.S. cities. So for those of you that think you're going to be, you know, primed for the job, keep in mind, you might not be able to name your price. Remote hiring is expanding beyond its traditional strongholds, beyond India. There's these Zoom towns, they say. Even pockets in the Midwest. It's more cost efficient for companies to move some positions abroad. Wages in the U.S. are often double or triple those of people who work in Mexico, India, Philippines. And they say those workers can be just as good as, quote unquote, a fully remote employee in the U.S., according to Nicholas Bloom, a Stanford economics professor. Latin American countries in particular have benefited from this trend. They share a time zone with the U.S., so many remote workers are in Central America or the Caribbean. And those workers have grown 300% between 2020 and 2023. Southern European companies with workers from Sub-Saharan Africa increased 204%. East Asian companies with workers in Southeast Asia up 100%. Q2, an Austin-based financial firm, has outsourced more than 90 jobs in engineering, marketing, product designs, and other fields to Mexico and India. Executives think this new recruiting strategy is going to save them money. If you have Americans that don't want to work, or Americans that need all the extra accommodations, and it's easier for them to find people in other countries who are willing to make the wage. So it's interesting where that's going. Now, we've noticed it in the medical sectors, because when we needed x-rays read, I was this was after I had finished training. I would say, look, let me go down to radiology. They're like, no, they're in Australia. They're awake right now. We'll just send it to them. I'm like, we're using Australian doctors to read our x-rays? I can't just walk down to radiology and talk to the guy myself? Nope. It's remote. And so we've been using remote workers for a while. That's just been something that it's nothing new. But on the grand scale, it could really transform our already labor woes that we have in America. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.